親鸞聖人 said, 釈迦牟尼 Buddha appeared in this world solely to teach the ocean-like primal vow of Amida. 正真念仏偈 the hymn of true and trusting in the 念仏。ナモアミダ仏、ナマンダ仏、ナマンダ仏、ナマンダ仏。Good morning. Thank you very much for tuning into the White Way broadcast this morning. I am 正真甘露, a minister at Hawaii Betsuin. Last Sunday, April 8th, was the birthday of Shakyamuni Buddha, called Buddha Day.Or in Japanese, Hanamatsuri. Happy Buddha Day to you, White Way listeners. The Buddha Day celebration is one of the most important events for Buddhists all over the world. It is said that he was born in beautiful Lumbini Garden in northern India about 2,600 years ago.They say that flowers bloomed as sweet rain fell from the sky when he was born. Lumbini Garden was filled with lovely flowers, butterflies flying, and birds singing. The legend says, as soon as he was born, he took 7 steps, pointing to the heavens and to the earth.He said in a loud voice, In the heavens above and on the earth below, I alone am the world-honored one. This is why the baby Buddha statue in the flower shrine is pointing up with his right hand and pointing down with his left hand.The small shrine symbolizes how and where Buddha was born. We decorate the shrine with flowers to show how lovely Lumbini Garden was. We pour sweet tea on the statue of baby Buddha to remind us of the sweet rain which gently fell on him. Buddha was born on April 8th,In India, about 2,600 years ago. Don't you think it's amazing that we celebrate Buddha's birthday even now, today? It's because Buddha taught us how to live with peace of mind in our daily lives. Our founder of Jodo Shinshu, Shinran Shonin, said,Shakyamuni Buddha appeared in this world solely to teach the ocean-like primal vow of Amida. End quote. The primal vow of Amida promises, if you entrust yourself to me and recite my name, you will be born into the Pure Land and become a Buddha.Explaining the primal vow of Amida, which saves all sentient beings, was just the reason Shakyamuni Buddha came into this world. The teachings that save all sentient beings are true and just, telling us our ultimate instructions. Therefore, Shinran Shonin could say,Shakyamuni Buddha appeared in this world to teach the primal vow of Amida. By entrusting ourselves to the power of the primal vow and reciting the Nembutsu, we follow the path to the Pure Land, all the while being embraced by the Buddha's compassion. 3 months ago,I watched a live-streamed lecture by Reverend Bisho Ota at the Ho-Onko service at the Honganji in Kyoto, Japan. He started his lecture with this quote, true listening is to identify clearly the meaning of life. Then he introduced a poem, I decorate my room with a single flower. I continue again today on my journey to the pure end. He continued, step by step on our journey to the pure end is the meaning of life. Today is the day leading to the pure end. Today's step is another step leading to the land of peace. His lecture convinced me of my life's purpose, to proceed towards the pure end, which is one of the answers to the meaning of life. If we didn't know our destination, we wouldn't have a place to which we will return. While on this journey, we will not be able to fully enjoy each moment because of anxiety about the future. It is just because we know our destination and have a place to return to, we can continue our journey with peace of mind and are able to fully enjoy the present moment. Moreover, we are able to walk on the path to the pure end with Amida Buddha, Shinran Shonin, our loved ones who are already there, and Jodo Shinshu followers who rejoice in the Nembutsu teaching now. There is no loneliness, for I feel Shinran Shonin with me, walking together, when I sing the second verse of Ho-on-ko no Uta in praise of Shinran. By yourself in joy of Dharma, you are not alone. And when two of you rejoice in Dharma, things that three do. When you find true happiness, there is one who smiles with you, and that caring presence is none but Shinran. Shinran Shonin is with us, walking together on our journey to the pure end. Amida Buddha embraces and watches over us always. As we listen, our lives progress towards the pure end. We are able to continue on our journey with peace of mind, step by step, each day. In closing, I would like to read one chapter from the teaching of Jodo Shinshu. The title of this chapter is True Teachings. The teachings that save all sentient beings are true and just, telling us our ultimate instructions. Shinran Shonin said, the true teaching, the larger sutra of the Buddha of immeasurable life, the primal vow of Amida Buddha, from the larger sutra of the Buddha of immeasurable life, says, that all sentient beings will be saved with their utterance of even one single Nembutsu. Shakyamuni Buddha preached various teachings throughout his whole life. But when he taught this sutra, it is said that his face was nobly shining and full of unprecedented delight. It is because explaining the primal vow of Amida, which saves all sentient beings, was the reason Shakyamuni Buddha came into this world. From the teaching of Jodo Shinshu. Thank you very much for listening to my message this morning. Let us appreciate Shakyamuni Buddha's guidance, and let us continue to walk together towards the land of peace by reciting the Nembutsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda.